Do you dream of owning your first farm or ranch? With assistance from your local bank and the Colorado Ag Development Authority, your dream can become a reality. Visit your local banker, check us out at CadaFarmLoan.com, or call Jim Rubing at 303-815-9543 for details.
Being a Colorado Farm Bureau member has its benefits. From outstanding insurance to products and services, Farm Bureau members have access to an extensive member benefits program, like $1,000 off the Polaris Brutus UTV or 20% off hotels. Take advantage of these benefits and go to ColoradoFarmBureau.com.
Colorado Corn, in partnership with U.S. Grains Council and National Corn Growers Association, is hosting a trade school in Burlington, Colorado, March 11th and 12th at the Community Center in town. Registration is free, but folks need to sign up by February 24th. For all the details about the event and to register, visit grains.org/tradeschool/#Colorado.
Welcome back to This Week Inside the Barn with me, Brian Allbear. I hope you're already making plans to join farmers and ranchers at the Farming Evolution 2020 event coming up this next week on February 19th and 20th at the Phillips County Event Center in Holyoke. Join the Colorado Writers Network Inside the Barn to talk about that event in much more detail is Joe Crowder, District Manager with the Haxton Conservation District. What is this year's focus and theme?
Well, basically this year we're working on cover crops and recovering soil health, trying to get soil health built back up and get it to a sustainable level and continually improving of soil health. And so if we increase soil health, we increase the ability to capture moisture. And you know, we're not in the wettest part of the world. And for every 1% that we can increase our soil moisture, we can double the amount of rainfall that it holds. So, you know, a 2-inch rain then becomes a 4-inch rain because it doesn't run off. So,
who are this year's featured presenters and speakers on the first day, February 19th?
Well, the first day we're going to start out with Jimmy Emmons. He's an Oklahoma farmer, a soil health champion, and leads by example. Emmons incorporates cover crop rotations on his cropland. So we're going to figure out and try to learn why Jimmy says, "I'm a recovering tillage addict and long live the soil." And then following up him that day will be Julie Peterson, an assistant professor of entomology from the University of Nebraska. She will discuss her studies of pollinator habitat and the positive effects on the cash crops. Her talk is going to be conservation of beneficial insects and management of pest insects. Following her will be Beth Reynolds, an area lady that grew up here in Holyoke and specializes in beef production in Iowa at the Iowa Beef Center with Iowa State University. And she's going to engage the audience in the topics of capturing cover crop value with cattle. And wrapping up the day will be Dr. Virginia Chin, a USDA ARS research soil scientist. And she will talk on soil health expectations and evidence. And, you know, being there with us for a number of years, have you been, Brian, that we try to keep the vendors and the crowd all in one exhibit hall so that everybody has a chance to participate throughout the day. The second day, we have Dwayne Beck, research manager at Dakota Lakes Research Farm here, South Dakota. I've been working for these 3 years to get Dr. Beck down here because, you know, he's a pretty hard guy to track down, and I was able to get him for one day. So he will be here to talk about his profitability and the things that he's learned as a research manager up in Pierre, South Dakota. He will be our primary focus, be speaking 3 different times throughout the day. Following up him, we kind of have a local fellow, Steve Tucker, is from Venango, Nebraska, just across the line from us. He's one of 3 soil health champions from Nebraska. And Steve studied and has worked with a lot of alternative crops that come with high risk, but also some high rewards. Sometimes some of our people say, well, it works here, it works there. Well, Tucker is only about 15 miles away from us, so if it works for him, it most likely is going to work for people in our own immediate area. So.
And in the afternoon on the second day, you guys also have a panel discussion. That's a great opportunity for folks to interact with your guest speakers, too.
Right. That's where we kind of pull everything together and people kind of have a chance to talk about the good things and the bad things. In fact, with Dr. Beck, we've kind of titled his, you know, Wrecks or Rewards, because, you know, as long as he's been in the business, he's had plenty of both, I'm sure, as well as the other presenters and even people within the crowd. We learn a lot from those that attend. So it's really a good way to end up the day and try to get some one-on-one questions answered.
Tell me more about the types of vendors that will be on hand that will interact with attendees, Joe.
Well, we've been really fortunate this year. Actually, our vendor list filled up about 3 weeks ago, but we have everything from seed salesmen. We have people have been here with a number of years. We have some implement dealers coming, We have some local people, like Falsgraf Farms, done a number of different things on their own farm, and they were our conservationist of the year this year for the state of Colorado. And we have some new people that are coming in. We have some crop insurance person this year. We also have the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union going to be here. And some new vendors that I don't know a lot about, but we're getting a lot of new techniques, and most of it is all geared to the soil health and how to improve the health. So
something for everyone.
You betcha.
Now, if folks are interested in attending, what are the registration details?
Well, we'll take them up to that morning. We can take walk-ins on the morning of the 19th. You know, the price has only gone up $10, so it's $50 for both days or $40 for one day, and that kind of covers our lunch. We have a nice lunch and the breaks and the social and so forth. Biggest thing is we want to try to get everybody fed, so it makes it a little tough to get the meal count. But we've made it work. We've got local caterers here that kind of just throw another hot dog on the fire, as you may say, and make sure that everybody gets a chance to eat. So just because you haven't pre-registered doesn't mean you're not eliminated. So I know a few years ago we had 37 walk-ins on the first day, and we got everybody fed. So
who are the sponsors of the Farming Evolution 2020 event?
Actually, we have a number of conservation districts that work with this in Northeast Colorado and in Nebraska. Of course, here the Haxton District kind of started this, so we're kind of one of the lead agencies. But we also have contributions either in kind or in dollars from Sedgwick, Morgan, Centennial, Yuma County, the Upper Republican NRD over in Perkins County, Nebraska, and of course NRCS and our local Phillips County Pheasants Forever is a big asset to us as well.
For a complete workshop, lodging, and registration information for the Farming Evolution 2020 event, visit farmingevolution2020.eventbrite.com or simply email haxtoncd@gmail.com or call 970-854-2812, extension 3. Or once again, follow the links adjacent to this interview posted online inside the barn. Well, that's a wrap on this week's show. A special thanks to my guest once again, Haxton Conservation District Manager Joe Crowder and Vice President of Communications at the National Corn Growers Association, Neil Kasky. You can check out their full unedited interviews online inside the barn at barnmedia.net, which is also where you'll find lists, national, regional, and of course more Colorado Ag News too. Until next time, this is Brian Alber, hoping that you have a wonderful weekend, and thanks for making this week Inside the Barn part of it. Take care, folks, and God bless.